it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark for all the play-by-play action. Here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's more rain-delayed baseball between the Dunedin Blue Jays and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It's game number 4 of a 7-game series. Have you ever seen the movie Groundhog Day? If not, it's a movie about a weatherman in Pennsylvania who keeps living the same day, February 2nd, over and over again. Here in the Florida State League, it feels like we're living our own version of Groundhog Day. On Wednesday, these two teams were supposed to play a doubleheader, but there was a 3-hour rain delay, so there was only one game played. Yesterday, Thursday, we were supposed to play a doubleheader. There was a 2-hour rain delay, and there was just one game played. And tonight, we were once again supposed to play a doubleheader, but after a 3-hour rain delay, we'll play just one. So instead of Pennsylvania in February, it's August in Florida. And instead of a weatherman played by Bill Murray, you get me. Hey, everybody, it's Larry Larson, and with that, we welcome you into the broadcast booth and welcome you into the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. The pregame show is brought to you by Eddie's Bar and Grill in Dunedin. Enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs or play in the game room designed for all ages. Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. We've had some interesting game days here this week in Dunedin. The series currently stands at 3-0 in favor of Lakeland after they came out on top in last night's singular game by a score of 4-0. Blue Jays shut out for the first time since July 13th. Highlight on the pitching side for Lakeland was Duque Abert, who worked 4 shutout innings to earn the win. And it was an outstanding effort overall from Lakeland's pitching staff. It went from Josh Randall with 2 innings, Abert with 4 innings, and Pedro Garcia with 3 innings to earn the save. Despite that shutout, the Blue Jays' offense has been really strong this month, leading the league in multiple categories. So that makes that feat even more impressive for Lakeland, who's been playing some impressive baseball lately to remain in the Florida State League West playoff race. Lakeland at 32-23 in the second half stands now just 2.5 games back of first-place Fort Myers, who's currently in a rain delay down south in Fort Myers, taking on Clearwater tonight. Blue Jays, on the other side of things, are 6.5 games back. With just 10 games remaining, things looking more and more grim for the DJs by the day. Simply put, if the Blue Jays want to sneak back into the playoff race, they'll need a little help, but they'll also need to win out with however many games we have the rest of this week against Lakeland, and then probably next week against Tampa. So we'll step aside for a quick break, come back, and get you set for tonight's ball game. Again, just one 9-inning game. Our doubleheader has been wiped away for now. We'll have more details on that later. But after a short break, we'll have the pitching matchup, starting lineups, and finally, baseball, as we live our own version of Groundhog Day once again on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We're getting you set for baseball tonight at TD Ballpark. It's game number 4 of a 7-game series coming up between the Lakeland Flying Tigers and the Dunedin Blue Jays. Let's get a look at the standings in the Florida State League West to lay out what exactly this game means tonight. The standings you see on your screen if you're watching on MILB TV are the overall standings this season in the Florida State League West, where Lakeland holds the best record at 74-46. However, they missed out on a playoff spot in the first half by a half game, so they're fighting for their playoff life right now, trailing first place Fort Myers by 2.5 games. Blue Jays are 6.5 back at 28-27 and a half. Overall, they're 62-59. That's good for third place overall. Let's take a look at tonight's pitching matchup. For the Blue Jays, it's Adam Macko, the left-hander and the franchise's number 9 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. He's on rehab from AA New Hampshire, where this season in 15 starts, he's posted a 4.42 ERA and 77 and a thirds innings. Macko acquired by Toronto in a trade that sent Teoscar Hernandez to Seattle in November 2022. So Macko, one of the franchise's most highly touted pitching prospects. He'll go up against Andrew Sears, another lefty. Sears was originally supposed to start game 2 of the twin bill tonight, but now that it's turned into just one 9-inning game, Sears will start here in our only game tonight. Sears coming off an outing out of the bullpen his last time out last week against Bradenton, worked 3 innings and allowed 1 earned run. But Sears' numbers overall this season are excellent. 2.50 in the ERA department, and 82 2/3 innings. He's second on this Flying Tigers roster in innings pitched. So it should be a dandy. Sears, the southpaw for Lakeland. Macko, the lefty for the Jays. The pitching matchup is brought to you by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh, chef-driven pub grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. Now for our starting lineup, starting with the visitors from Lakeland. Corey Joyce will lead it off and play second base. Jack Penny will bat second and play third base. Josue Briseño back in there. The Tigers' number 10 prospect is over at first base, batting third. A few pro debuts in this Lakeland lineup tonight, and it starts with Garrett Pennington. He's the DH batting cleanup. Jose De La Cruz will hit fifth and play right. Zach McDonald is out in center, making his professional debut, batting sixth. Eduardo Valencia will catch and hit seventh. Woody Hayden is the shortstop, making his pro debut at a UC Irvine, batting eighth. And David Smith rounds it out, batting ninth and playing left field. Those are the Flying Tigers. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays. And it starts off with Nick Mitchell in the leadoff spot, playing center. Edinson Paulino plays his second game in the Blue Jays organization after being traded from Boston in the Danny Jansen deal. Paulino, on rehab from AA, will play shortstop. Edward Duran is the first baseman, batting third. Sean Keyes will DH and bat cleanup. Eddie Micheletti is out in left, hitting fifth. Manny Beltre is the second baseman, hitting sixth. Tucker Tolman is over at third base, batting seventh. Brock Tibbetts will do the catching for Macko and bat eighth. And Joan Helaponte will bat last and play right. Blue Jays trying to get back in the win column with that starting lineup, which is brought to you by Bon Appetit for a lineup of delectable flavors, quality and ingredients, and exceptional service with a waterfront view. Visit Bon Appetit in Dunedin. Looks like Adam Macko is making his way in from the right field bullpen right now. And after he does, we'll be set for our nation's national anthem. And then shortly after that, finally, time for baseball, as we're scheduled to get this thing started just after 8 o'clock, and if we do start right around 8 o'clock, it will have been about a 3-hour rain delay for the third time this week. We'll step aside for a quick break, come back with our nation's national anthem, and then first pitch at long last between the Flying Tigers and the DJs. Thanks for sticking with us on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. It's time for the anthem. Let's take a listen in. A smooth pre-recorded rendition of our nation's national anthem has us set for baseball. Fourth game of a seven-game set this week between the Lakeland Flying Tigers and Dunedin Blue Jays. Glad you're with us, much later than we had initially planned on. Again, we were supposed to play a doubleheader tonight. Those plans were washed away by the rain, so this game will be one nine-inning contest between the Jays and Flying Tigers. Lakeland has taken each of the first three games this week. They're getting hot at the right time, and they've narrowed Fort Myers' lead in the second half standings in the Florida State League West to just 2.5 games. Winner of the second half punches a ticket to the postseason, where they'll take on the Clearwater Threshers. Adam Mecko taking the field for the Jays right now. He'll be followed by his teammates. And the fans who have waited out this rain delay finally have something to cheer about. Adam Mecko, the southpaw, born in Slovakia. Grew up for the first part of his life in Europe and then eventually moved to Canada. Mecko at 6 foot, 170 pounds, 23 years old, has a very deep repertoire. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup, and a cutter. And Macko's curveball, listed by Baseball America as the best curveball in Toronto's organization. Mecko on rehab from the AA New Hampshire Fisher Cats, where he's totaled a 4.42 ERA and 77 and a third innings. This season, Mecko landed on the IL with some forearm tightness, which is always a red flag to any pitcher, but especially so considering the injuries that this system has had to its young pitchers this summer. And obviously, I'm sure there are a lot of people in Toronto's organization hoping it wasn't deja vu with Mecko, and so far so good for Adam. This is his second rehab start with the Jays. His first one last week at Clearwater lasted two innings. He allowed one run on a solo homer. He walked a batter and didn't strike out any. At long last, we will have baseball tonight at TD Ballpark. Mecko has wrapped up his warm-up tosses, and he's set to face Corey Joyce, right-handed batter, the leadoff man for Lakeland tonight. Joyce went 0-for-3 last night with a walk and two strikeouts in Lakeland's 4-0 win. He digs into the box. First pitch from Adam Metko on the way. Fastball misses low, and we are underway at 8:04 Eastern Time. Fastball at 93 there. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It's popped up high into the night sky in shallow center. Beltre ranges out. Edinson Paulino, the shortstop, is out in center. He calls for it and makes the catch. Not even a thought. So Joyce is out number one.
Now batting third baseman, number 39, Jack Penny.
Brings up Jack Penny for a lefty-on-lefty matchup. Penny went 0-for-3 last night with a run driven in. Walked twice. First pitch from Macko. Swing and a miss. On a fastball, and it's 0-1. Penny, a 2024 draft pick by the Tigers out of Notre Dame in the fifth round. 0-1 to him. Tails outside. Taken for ball one. One ball, one strike. Penny in his short time as a pro. Has played 7 games. He's 6-for-25. 1-1. He watches a slider tumble in for a called strike. The inside edge. It's 1-2. So tonight is an ABS challenge game. As the 1-2 to Penny is swung on and missed. He got him. Penny way out in front of a curveball. There's that big bender for Macko for out number two.
First baseman, number 58, Josue Briseño.
Brings up Josue Briseño with the bases empty. No score, top of the first. Lefty on lefty again. First pitch. A slider bounced foul behind home plate. And it's 0-1. So on the challenge system, each team has 3 challenges to home plate umpire Caden Gustafson's zone. He's calling balls and strikes for himself. 0-1. Off-speed, called strike at the top of the zone to Briseño. Big 6'4", left-handed hitting first baseman. It's 0-2 on him. Briseño, Detroit's number 10 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Here's the 0-2. Curveball just missed outside. That was a good pitch, but Briseño laid off, and it's 1-2. Briseño has struggled with some injuries this season, hitting .286 in 33 games with Lakeland. The 1-2. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. That's the hook, and it got him. 2 strikeouts, both on the big curve from Adam Metko in a 1-2-3 first inning. That takes us to the bottom half. We're through a half, Lakeland nothing. Blue Jays coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
Leon
Lakeland starter, Andrew Sears, is ready for work. Big, tall lefty, ready to face this Blue Jays lineup that was shut out last night for the first time since July 13th. Sears with an ERA at 2.5, 96 strikeouts and 82 and two-thirds innings of work this summer. Deals the first pitch to Nick Mitchell, swing and a miss. On a fastball, 0-1. Sears with a good variety of pitches. Mitchell bounces this one to the second baseman, Joyce. He charges, gloves, slips underhand to first in time. And that's out number one in the bottom of the first. No score here, and here's Edinson Paulino. Paulino, one of the newest members of the Toronto organization, came over from Boston at the deadline for noted baseball time shifter Danny Jansen. Fastball misses outside. It's ball one. It's a lefty-on-lefty matchup here. Paulino played earlier this week, 1-0. Check swing, foul ball. Back to the screen, one ball, one strike. Paulino went 0-for-1, got one at-bat, and then it started pouring. 1-1. Sinking fastball paints the outside edge. It's 1-2. Sears throws a four-seam fastball, a sinking fastball. You combine those two, he throws a fastball over 60% of the time. The 1-2. Paulino lays off a slider down and outside. It's 2-2. Sears kicks and delivers. And Paulino shatters his bat on a slow roller to second. Joyce charges, glove flips to first. Briseño spins and stays on the bag for the out. Just a ridiculous play from Corey Joyce and Josue Briseño. That is not a play you practice and not a play you ever expect to make, but Corey Joyce makes it. And Briseño has to pirouette to reach across his body to haul that thing in, and somehow he stays on the bag. It's a 4-3 put out. Here's Edward Duran. First pitch misses up, and it's 1-0. No score in the bottom of the first. Duran went 0-for-4 yesterday. The pitch, high and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Well, in case you haven't noticed, Sears is a very quick worker. Wastes no time. 2-0. Duran fouls it off his front ankle. Ouch. It's 2-1. Duran, one of the Blue Jays' everyday players here this summer. Splitting time at catcher. He's played 72 games, hitting .252 across. 2-1. Is slapped into shallow right. De La Cruz barely has to move, and he makes the catch to end the inning. After Lakeland goes down 1-2-3, Blue Jays do the same. In the bottom of the first. No score through one on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the top of the second inning for the Flying Tigers, designated hitter number 15, Garrett Pennington.
Top of the second inning at TD Ballpark. Glad you're with us after a long 3-hour rain delay. here on your Friday night. Adam Macko set to deal to Garrett Pennington, making his professional debut right now at the plate. Macko, the lefty, kicks and deals the first pitch. A fastball shot into right. Aponte moving towards his glove side. Onto the track, he makes a running catch. That ball started to take off on him. On an opposite field poke from Pennington, but Aponte puts it away.
Right fielder, number 21, Jose De La Cruz.
Here's Jose De La Cruz. No score, top two. De La Cruz, Lakeland's five batter tonight. Went 0 for 5 last night. He's only got one hit this week. It was a homer on Tuesday. First pitch. A slider called strike at the tip top of the zone, and it's 0-1. De La Cruz, a .223 hitter in 108 games. 0-1. A changeup called strike two. Paints the inside black, and it's 0-2. De La Cruz with some good power, 13 homers, including four in the last two series. Macko reads the sign, twists, and tosses. And De La Cruz bounces it foul, third baseline. We'll have another 0-2. Macko has been very efficient so far. He threw two innings last week at Clearwater, so we'll see what the plan is for him tonight. The goal, I imagine, might be three. Another 0-2. As a hopper towards the middle, past the dive of Manny Beltre, the second baseman. A seeing eye single for Jose De La Cruz with one out in the second. Brings up Zach McDonald.
Center fielder, number 34, Zach McDonald.
McDonald striding to the plate for his first pro plate appearance. He's a product of Miami, Ohio, drafted by Detroit in the 15th round last month. Right-handed batter, left-handed tosser. First pitch from Macko, swing and a miss. Fastball foul tipped into Tibbetts' mitt. It's 0-1. We're scoreless, top of the second. Donald in a slightly open stance. Long pause. 0-1 to him. Is flied out of play on the first base side into some empty seats. It's a souvenir for the many Little Leaguers in attendance. A warm welcome to Dunedin Little League having their end of season banquet here at the ballpark tonight. Time called, and it's a pitch timer violation on Zach McDonald. How's that for a welcome to the pros? He wasn't alert to the pitcher. So it goes down as a strikeout for McDonald. Out number two.
Number 43, Eduardo Valencia.
So it saves Macko a pitch and brings up Eduardo Valencia with a man over at first base. No score, top two. First pitch to Valencia. Fastball misses outside to the righty, and it's 1-0. Valencia hitting .255 with four homers in 52 games. An above average .715 OPS. Macko steps off and slings a pickoff throw over to first. It's late. De La Cruz not a huge threat to steal. He's swiped eight bags in 108 games. Durant holding him on over at first. Macko throws home, and Valencia takes a called strike. Slider on the outside edge. 1-1. Valencia played in game two of this series. That was on Wednesday. Went 1-for-4. Macko throws over to first, high and late. De La Cruz back in standing. So Macko at 19 pitches right now. Last week in those two innings at Clearwater, he threw 27. The pitch is flied into right towards the line. Aponte in a dead sprint watches it tumble into the screen. He has no play. And it's 1-2. So Macko with three strikeouts so far. Didn't strike out a batter last week, but tonight it sure looks like he's got his strikeout stuff. Granted, that last strikeout on a pitch timer violation. So one the traditional way, I'm sure, might be a little more satisfying here. Valencia into the box. Matko, the Slovakian lefty. Readies and fires. And just misses high on a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Valencia at 6'1". 200 from the right side. Gazes out at Matko. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Matko went to the heater. And he sits down Valencia for his fourth strikeout in two innings tonight. He's looking sharp in his second rehab start from Double-A. We've got no score through 1.5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Lakeland nothing and the Blue Jays nothing as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Keys, Micheletti, and Beltre, 4-5-6, two up for the Jays against Andrew Sears. Worked a 1-2-3 first for Lakeland. It's a lefty-on-lefty matchup here in the first pitch to Sean. A sinking fastball taken for a called strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Keys upped his average to 254 with two hits yesterday. The pitch is fouled back. Quickly 0-2. Keys, one of the many fresh faces on this Blue Jays squad. Fourth round draft pick. 0-2. Swinging a foul back. Went after a high fastball. We'll do it again. This is Keys' 16th game as a professional. He's got one homer. The next 0-2. Keys pops it up third base side. It fades out of play. Right towards a big gaggle of those little leaguers. I'm sure they all brought their gloves, although the young man that ended up with that baseball brought a balloon. Another 0-2. Fastball outside. One ball, two strikes. Keys in a straightaway stance. Sears kicks and delivers. And Keys slaps it into left for a base hit. The sixth hole was wide open. Keys saw it and used it. He's got a leadoff single.
Left fielder, number 40, Kenny Micheletti.
Here's Eddie Micheletti. Blue Jays trying to get on the board first. No score, bottom two. After a three-hour rain delay, pushed this game back from 5 o'clock. First pitch to Mick. Down and outside, ball one. Micheletti went 0-for-4 last night. by not reaching base, he snapped a 14-game on-base streak. The 1-0. Slider for ball two upstairs. Keys tiptoes off first base, being held by Briseño. The 2-0. It's a called strike. Fastball at the top of the zone. It's 2-1. So Micheletti had reached in all of his pro games up until yesterday, so I'm sure he was eager to get back out there today. 2-1. Swinging a foul back. Two balls, two strikes. Considering what Micheletti did this spring at Virginia Tech, it wasn't all that surprising to see him open his pro career with a 14-game on-base streak. Strong on-base guy. They've got Keys picked off first. Sears throws over. Briseño chases him towards second. The throw to the shortstop, Padin. In time, Keys tagged out and picked off first base. So that's out number one. He's just caught leaning by a lefty. So the count remains 2-2 on Micheletti. Nothing ball game, bottom two. Sears back to the wind of the pitch. Up and in, check swing from Micheletti. He went, according to Gustavo Garza. That's a tough way to go down swinging for Eddie Micheletti.
Second baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
Brings up Manny Beltre. Beltre comes into this one riding a 5-game hit streak. First pitch to the righty. Fastball up and away. Ball one. Beltre hitting 241 on the year. 1-0. Just misses low. Two balls, no strikes. Tell you what, for a game that had a 3-hour rain delay, we've got a huge crowd on our hands. 2-0, bouncing ball, third baseline, foul. Two balls, one strike. Sears, the big, tall lefty, struts around the mound. He stands at 6'3", 200. He kicks and fires. And Beltre flies it into center. McDonald moves back. He's camped under it, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Sean Keys started it with a single, but he was promptly picked off, and the Blue Jays don't score. No score through two on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Toronto's number nine prospect, Adam Macko, has looked sharp so far in his second rehab appearance from AA. So he's back out for the third. He's struck out four so far, trying to preserve a scoreless ball game in the top of the third inning. Macko will face Woody Hayden, David Smith, and Corey Joyce. First pitch to Hayden. Line drive into center, right at Nick Mitchell. He twists just slightly towards right to make the catch. One pitch, one out. Haydeen lines out in his first pro plate appearance. So here's David Smith.
Left fielder, number 10, David Smith.
Smith, a switch hitter, batting from the right side against the lefty, Macko. First pitch to him. A slider taken for a called strike on the back door, and it's 0-1. Smith went 0 for 2 last night, but he walked 3 times in the leadoff spot. 0-1. Downstairs. 1-1. Adam Macko, born in Slovakia, eventually moved to Canada as a teenager. 1-1. Is fouled off first base side. And it's 1-2. So Macko's parents are both from Slovakia. But in a feature on Sportsnet earlier this season, they were both interviewed, and they said they really wanted to move to Canada. So when Macko was a teenager, the family moved from Slovakia to Ireland, and then about 2 years later, to Alberta. Macko takes some deep breaths, fires the 1-2 to Smith, and a curveball just misses the top of the strike zone. It's taken for ball two, 2-2. Macko was introduced to the game in Slovakia, though. He played T-ball in first grade on one of just 2 T-ball teams in the entire country. 2-2 toss to Smith. Fastball chopped down to third. Toman charges, gloves, throws on the run to first, just in time to get Smith. Two up, two down for Macko in the third. He's 27 pitches. And he'll stay in there to face Corey Joyce, who's 0 for 1 with a pop out to short. No score, top three. Joyce, a right-handed batter against the lefty Macko. Macko with a very traditional windup. His first pitch, Joyce lines it, shallow center. Mitchell races in, and it drops in front of him. So Corey Joyce extends the top of the third inning with a two-out knock. Brings up Jack Penny.
Third baseman, number 39, Jack Penny.
Blue Jays skipper Jose Mayorga on the top step of the first base dugout. And he's not going to budge. Penny digs in, 0 for 1 after striking out swinging in the first. Macko from the stretch, sets at the belt, deals the first pitch. Penny takes a called strike on a slider. Outside corner, makes it 0-1. In that story on Sportsnet on Macko and his family, he said the sacrifices that his parents had to make to get him to this point, 0-1. Penny fouls it off at the plate. It's quickly 0-2. Those sacrifices inspire everything he does. Can't imagine how difficult that has to be to pick up your family and move them halfway across the world. Macko throws over to first. It's late. Joyce back in with a head first slide. Now Macko's ready for the 0-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 3 innings, 5 strikeouts, no runs for Adam Macko tonight at TD Ballpark. I'd say that's a pretty successful rehab start. No score as we go to the bottom of the third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, You can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Lakeland nothing, Blue Jays nothing. Bottom three at TD Ballpark. Two teams trying to stay in the playoff push with 10 games remaining. First pitch to Tucker Tolman. Misses high from Andrew Sears. And it's 1-0. Tolman, a switch hitter, batting from the right side here against the lefty Sears. The pitch. And a changeup misses low and in. Two balls, no strikes. Tolman won 1-for-4 yesterday and takes up and outside. Three balls, no strikes. Sears allowed a single to Sean Keyes last inning, but then picked Keyes off first base to erase it. Tolman way out in front. The kick and the pitch. Misses up and in. That's ball four. Leadoff walk for Tucker Tolman. Brings up Brock Tibbetts.
Catcher, number 31,
Brock Tibbetts. Tibbetts went 1-for-4 on Tuesday and takes the first pitch for a called strike. It's 0-1. Tibbetts with the hit on Tuesday extended his hit streak to 6 games. He's had the last few nights off. 0-1. He lays off a sinking fastball outside. 1-1. Nothing-nothing ball game, bottom three. Tolman takes his lead off first base, being held by Briseño. The pitch. Tibbetts ropes it towards the corner and left. It's down for a hit. Should be extra bases. Bounces off the wall. Tolman heading towards third. He'll stop there. Brock Tibbetts has a double.
Right fielder, number 45, Joan Hill.
Joan Helaponte digs in for a big early game opportunity for this Blue Jays order that was shut out last night. Big part of the Blue Jays' struggles this week has been these spots. First pitch to Aponte, called strike, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays went hitless with runners in scoring position last night, continuing a trend this week. The team is just 3-for-29 with runners in scoring position. 0-1. Aponte fouls it back into the screen. It's 0-2. Aponte went 0-for-4 on Wednesday with a strikeout. Didn't play yesterday. Sears working up a sweat. Takes a deep breath and slings the 0-2 home. Aponte lays off a high fastball. It's ball one. No score. Ponte with a chance to change that here in the bottom of the third. Infield remains at normal depth for Lakeland. The 1-2 offer. is popped up. Right side of the infield. Joy sprinting towards first base. Calls off Briseño. And the second baseman drops the ball. It finds the turf. And Tolman dashes home to score the game's first run. Thank you very much. Blue Jays on the board first. It's 1-0. That'll almost certainly be an E4 on Corey Joyce as he was camped under that ball and just couldn't quite track it into his mitt. Tibbetts remains at second for Nick Mitchell. Runners on first and second for him. Lefty on lefty, first pitch, check swing, and he went around on a slider. 0-1. Tibbetts dances off second. Sears throws and hits Mitchell. Slider didn't slide enough. Hit him right on the numbers. That loads the bases with no outs for Edinson Paulino. And that'll also spark a mound visit from Nick Green, the pitching coach. So Tibbetts to third, Aponte up to second. Mitchell aboard. This crowd's got some juice to it. Ready for a little late night baseball. Blue Jays with a run in here in the bottom of the third on a dropped pop-up by the second baseman, Joyce. Paulino already a top 30 Toronto prospect after the trade that sent Danny Jansen the other way. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Swing and a miss over a slider. Paulino shattered his bat on the ground out in the first. 0-1, swing and a miss. Came up empty on another slider. Quickly 0-2. Sears with just one strikeout so far. Now would be a great time for a second. The 0-2. Paulino swings and misses. On another slider. Three straight from Sears. Sets down Paulino for out number one.
First baseman, number 12, Edward Duran.
Base is still full of birds for Edward Duran. First pitch to him. A fastball called strike. Bottom of the zone. 0-1. Duran lined out to right to Jose De La Cruz in the first. The wind in the pitch. Misses inside. One ball, one strike. Duran has been excellent against lefties. Blue Jays' best hitter against southpaws. 1-1 here, misses low. Two balls, one strike. Edward hitting .339 against lefties. With an OPS at .815. 2-1 serve is a chopper to the shortstop, Padin. Throw to second for one. Joyce the turn to first just in time to get Duran to end the inning. Blue Jays do score first, though, as Tucker Tolman scores from third on an error on a dropped pop-up from Corey Joyce. Blue Jays take a 1-0 lead as we go to the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Blue Jays fans.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the fourth at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays hold a 1-0 lead over Lakeland. And Adam Macko's night is done. 3 innings and 5 strikeouts for him in his second rehab start from AA. So Gilberto Bautista is on for Dunedin in a piggyback roll out of the bullpen. But before he gets started, a long mound visit between him and Brock Tibbetts. I think just two guys getting on the same page there. Bautista's made 2 starts in his time in the Blue Jays organization. And boy, did he look sharp in his second start last week. First pitch to Josue Briseño, swinging a foul back. It's 0-1. Bautista went 5 innings. Shutout with 3 strikeouts last week. Here's the 0-1. That changeup misses downstairs. 1-1. Bautista spent all of his season before the trade in the Florida Complex League with the Red Sox. 1-1. Briseño jumps out of the way of a changeup low and in. 2-1. Briseño struck out swinging against Macko in the first. 2-1, a rip and a miss. Came up empty on a fastball at 93 on the gun. It's 2-2. Bautista throws a fastball, slider, changeup combo. His sharp slider is the standout out of the bunch. In the high 80s. Here's the 2-2. Briseño sends a high bouncer towards the second baseman. Beltre gloves it, throws to first in time. Briseño grounds out for out number one.
Designated hitter, number 15, Garrett Pennington.
So here's Garrett Pennington. Pennington lined out to right. First pitch, misses up and in. Turns away from a slider that didn't break much. And it's 1-0. Pennington rests the bat on his shoulder and swings and misses. Through the 1-0 pitch, 1-1. Pennington signed as an undrafted free agent by Detroit. He's 23 years old, native of Kansas. 1-1. Bouncing ball down to third, right at Tucker Thoman. He steps and wings it across the diamond in time. 2 up, 2 down for Bautista in the fourth.
Now batting number 21, Jose De La Cruz.
So Jose De La Cruz climbs into the box now. Final line on Adam Macko. 3 innings. 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 5 strikeouts. First pitch to De La Cruz. Popped into shallow right, sinking fast. Aponte can't get there. Drops in front of him and almost rolls past him. But luckily for him, it didn't have much heat on it. So that ball slowed down as soon as it hit the turf and keeps De La Cruz to a single.
Center fielder, number 34, Zach McDonald.
So that brings up Zach McDonald. His second professional plate appearance. He struck out on a pitch timer violation against Macko in the second. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch from Bautista. Misses up. It's 1-0. McDonald, Detroit's 15th round selection. One of the great players in Miami history. 1-0, sails high, two balls, no strikes. Especially in terms of the home run ranks. So McDonald, in three seasons at Miami, Ohio, hit 43 homers in 158 games. 2-0. Fastball misses down and outside. Three balls, no strikes. Those 43 homers put McDonald one shy of tying the program's all-time career record for round trippers. 3-0. McDonald ticks all the way and watches a called strike. 3-1. McDonald in a slightly open stance. As Batista rocks and deals. And McDonald skies it into shallow right. Aponte hustles in, loses his cap towards the line. He makes the catch. Lost his cap, but doesn't lose the ball. And that ends the inning. Batista works a scoreless fourth, leaves one. Score remains. Blue Jays 1, Lakeland nothing. On the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network, going to the home fourth. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
The home run inning for the Blue Jays, number 8, Sean Keyes.
After being shut out last night, Blue Jays on the board first tonight, leading 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning at TD Ballpark. Andrew Sears deals the first pitch to Sean Keyes and misses down and outside on a changeup, 1-0. Big story in this game, Adam Macko's rehab start went well. 1-0 to Keyes. Misses up and in. He turns away from a fastball. It's 2-0. Macko struck out 5 3 innings. Blue Jays took a one-run lead last inning in the third. Here's the 2-0. Keyes thought about an inside fastball, but lays off. It's ball three. Andrew Sears walked a man in the third, also hit a guy. That run was unearned on a drop pop-up. 3-0. Keyes takes a breaking ball for a called strike. A 3-0 slider. Man. Here's the pitch. Keyes takes down and outside on the slider again. That's ball four. Blue Jays with the leadoff man aboard for the third straight inning. Here's Micheletti.
Left fielder, number 40, Eddie Micheletti.
Micheletti struck out swinging in the second inning. His only plate appearance so far tonight. 1-0 Blue Jays, bottom four. Lefty on lefty, and the first pitch instead of throw over to first. And that throw even fooled Briseño. First baseman wasn't ready to receive it. Kind of handcuffed him. So Keyes got back in there. He was picked off first base in the second. Now the first pitch to Micheletti is a slider for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Going back to that 3-0 slider for a second from Andrew Sears to Keys reinforces the narrative that there's no such thing as a fastball count anymore in baseball. 0-1. Micheletti flies it into left. David Smith ranges towards the line and makes the catch. Keys retreats to first, and Micheletti's out number one.
Second baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
Beltre to the box now. 1-0 Blue Jays advantage. Home fourth. Beltre flied out to center in the second. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. Sears' first pitch. After a breath, here it is. Fastball just downstairs for ball one. 1-0. What made that 3-0 slider from Sears really surprising, though, is the fact that he throws over 60% fastballs. 1-0. That's the slider, and that's a called strike on the outside edge. 1-1. Throws the slider 23% of the time. That's his primary breaking pitch. He throws, and Beltre watches the slider downstairs. Two balls, one strike. I guess it all goes back to pitching and throwing what the hitter might not expect. I bet Keys wasn't expecting a slider on 3-0. 2-1 is lashed over the third baseman, Penny, and it's fair into the corner and left. Keys motoring towards third. He's in there standing while Mandy Beltre stops at second with a double. His hit streak is now six. Blue Jays lead 1-0, threatening for more. Brings up Tucker Toman and brings out Nick Green, the pitching coach, again. Second straight inning with a mound visit from Green. And now the bullpen starts to stir. A right-hander getting limbered up out there. It's Luke Stoffel warming up. Everybody back to their stations now, and Sears ready to face Tucker Toman. One nothing Blue Jays, bottom of the fourth. Runners on second and third for Toman, who walked and scored last inning. Infield draws in. Sears at 57 pitches. Ready for the first to Toman. It's swung on and missed, 0-1. Toman hasn't had a ton of ABs from the right side this season. Got banged up early in the year with a small little wrist thing that prevented him from hitting right-handed. 0-1. Misses up and outside. One ball, one strike. So Toman took almost all his ABs from the left side. But then he went on the DEV list last month. Really worked on that right-handed swing. 1-1 is cracked into shallow left. That drops for a hit. Keys scores from third. Beltre stops at third. Tucker Toman with an RBI single, and the Blue Jays' lead grows to 2-0 in the fourth.
Catcher, number 31, Brock Tibbetts.
Man on the corners for Brock Tibbetts. Jay's offense starting to click with runners in scoring position. Tibbetts doubled his first time last inning. First pitch to the righty. Misses in, ball one. Big man on big man here. Sears and Tibbetts. Sears at 6'3". Tibbetts at 6'4". 1-0 toss. Tibbetts drives it into left, sends Smith back into the gap, still going back, and he makes a running catch on the track. Beltre tags up from third and scores with ease. It's a sack fly for Brock Tibbetts. Make it 3-0 Jays.
Right fielder, number 45, Joan Helipunte.
Two down for Joan Helipunte. Tolman still over at first base. Ponte sent a pop-up to the second baseman, Joyce, last inning, and it dropped. Allowed the Blue Jays to score a run. First pitch. Fastball outside, ball one. This has got to feel good for the Blue Jays offense. Feels like they've turned a corner after a slow start to the week. 1-0. Cut and a miss. Over a slider from Sears. One ball, one strike. Ponte's season average at just 175 with four homers. 1-1. Line drive over the third baseman, Penny, down into left field. Tolman holds up at second, and Ponte keeps the line moving. Third hit of the frame for the Jays brings up the top of the order in Nick Mitchell.
Center fielder, number 43.
Like it's discussion time down in Lakeland's third base dugout. Manager Andrew Graham talking with a few of Lakeland's other staff members. They're going to leave Sears in here to face Mitchell. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Broken bat hopper towards the middle. Sliding stop from the shortstop, Padin. But it gets kicked up and everybody's safe. Base is loaded again for the Jays. Infield knock for Mitchell. That was an awkward play because the shortstop Adine and second baseman Joyce almost converged behind the second base bag. It was unclear who's going to field that ball. Usually that's the shortstop's ball because he's moving towards first, but ball got kicked around, so everybody's safe. Base is full for Paulino. First pitch is a bouncer foul. First base side, 0-1. Tolman on third, Aponte on second, with Mitchell on first. Paulino struck out swinging against Sears with the bases loaded in the third. 0-1, a wave and a miss. So it's 0-2. Sears a strike away from getting out of this jam with just two runs scored. The 0-2 is cut on and missed. That's strike three. And the inning is over, but not before the Blue Jays do some more damage. RBI single from Tucker Tolman and a sack fly from Brock Tibbetts makes it 3-0 Jays as we head to the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays lead grows to 3-0. scoring twice in the bottom of the fourth. So Gilberto Batista now pitching with a 3-0 lead in the top of the fifth. Batista set to face the lower third of Lakeland's lineup. Starts with Eduardo Valencia. Right-handed batter, 0-for-1 with a strikeout against Adam Matko in the second. Batista's first pitch. Fastball flied into right. It's shallow. Aponte dances back and forth, takes a few steps in, and makes the catch. One pitch, one out.
Shortstop, number 19, Woody Haydeen.
So here's Woody Haydeen. Haydeen, the former anteater out of UC Irvine, waits on the first pitch. And he takes a called strike on a changeup, bottom of the zone, 0-1. Haydeen's first plate appearance as a pro in the third came from the right side. 0-1 misses low and in. 1-1. That was against Matko, and now he's flipped around to the left side against the righty Batista. 1-1. As a tapper out in front of the plate, Tibbetts gets to it, bare hands, and throws to first in plenty of time, but Duran drops the ball. However, it's ruled on the transfer. Still an out. 2-3 put out. 2 up, 2 down for Batista.
Now batting number 10, David Smith.
First pitch to him. Smith lays off a changeup inside, ball one. 3-0 Blue Jays, top of the fifth. And in case you're wondering why we're in the fifth inning at 9 o'clock at night, 1-0. Big rip and a miss. Good changeup there, makes it 1-1. Well, we were supposed to play a doubleheader today, and then it rained. And rained some more. 1-1. Just misses low. 2-1. So instead of a doubleheader, we're playing 1 9-inning game. And the doubleheader has been moved for a third straight night. 2-1. Smith takes up and in, and it glanced him. Just clipped his uniform sleeve. 2-out base runner for Lakeland in the fifth. Sounds
second
like
baseman,
David
14,
Smith has his own cheering
Morris.
Section at the game tonight. Here's Corey Joyce. Blue Jays holding a 3-0 lead, top of the fifth. First pitch to Joyce. Misses up and in. Turns away from a fastball, 1-0. So Batista coming off a strong outing last week and a second start in the organization. He throws over to first. It's late. Smith back in with a dive. Batista's 5 shutout innings, season high in innings. Ties a career high. Longest he went in the complex with Boston was 4. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a foul back. Off to the right out of play. 1-1. So we'll have to see how deep Batista goes tonight. 4 innings, maybe 5, is the target again. He sets above the belt. The 1-1. Misses high above the helmet of Joyce. 2-1. Batista didn't walk a batter last week after walking 2 in his Blue Jays debut at Bradenton. 2-1. Slider tumbles in, called strike. Evens the count, 2-2. And for all those pitch nerds wondering out there, there are a lot of them out there, that is a slider from Batista. He doesn't throw a cutter. 2-2 is fouled off, first base side. We'll do it again. So whenever it reads as a cutter on StatCast or Baseball Savant, that's actually a slider. It's a hard slider. Velo in the mid to high 80s. A 2-2 toss. is driven in the air to left towards the corner. Micheletti back in front of the track, camps underneath it, and makes the catch to end the inning. Gilberto Bautista works around a two-out base runner for the second straight frame and keeps the lead at 3-0 Blue Jays. Going to the bottom of the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays 3, Lakeland nothing, as we're on to the bottom of the fifth at TD Ballpark. Little late night Florida State League action for you after a 3-hour rain delay. Luke Stoffel is into the ballgame for Lakeland, takes over for Andrew Sears. The righty on the rubber, working from the stretch, deals the first pitch to Edward Duran. High bouncing ball over the middle to the second baseman, Joyce. He gloves it, throws to first, just in time to get Duran by a step. One pitch, one out for Stoffel. Brings up Sean Keyes. So the numbers on Stoffel, this is his 28th appearance. He's thrown 36 and a third innings to an ERA of 5.20. 37 strikeouts in those 36 and a third innings. First pitch to the lefty, Sean Keyes. He takes a strike. It's 0-1. Keyes has reached twice. Singled in the second. Walked and scored in a two-run fourth. That has the Jays up 3-0. Here's the 0-1. He takes a curve just inside. One ball, one strike. Big hole on the left side for Keyes again after he used that hole for that second inning single. 1-1. Bouncing ball down to third. Penny is there. He charges, gloves, sidearms to first in time. So two up, two down for Stoffel in the fifth.
And batting left fielder, Eddie Micheletti.
Here's Eddie Micheletti. Final line on Sears. Four innings. Six hits, three runs, two were earned. He walked two and struck out three. First pitch to Micheletti. He takes a curveball on the outside edge for a strike. He points to his head. He wanted to challenge that, but didn't follow through with it. That's interesting because we haven't seen anybody challenge tonight. 0-1. Micheletti with a slow roller to the second baseman, Joyce. He underhand flips to first in time. And it's three up, three down for Luke Stoffel. Out of the bullpen for Lakeland. We're cruising now. Score remains 3-0 Blue Jays. On to the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Third baseman Jack Penny.
Under the dark navy blue sky at TD Ballpark, we go to the top of the sixth inning. Blue Jays in the driver's seat, 3-0 over Lakeland. Trying to get back in the win column. They've lost each of the first three games this week to the second place Flying Tigers. First pitch to Jack Penny from Gilberto Batista is swung on and missed. And it's 0-1. Good changeup there. Penny 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Pitch to him. The lefty takes outside. Laid off the changeup. 1-1. Batista has worked around two base runners in two innings. He winds and deals. And Penny takes low. 2-1. One thing that is pretty commonplace among most of these professional baseball players, especially the ones who grew up in the States, 2-1 misses high and away, 3-1, is that they played multiple sports in high school. You read a guy's college bio, and it usually says they were an all-conference basketball player for 2 years, in addition to being a 4-year starter in baseball. 3-1 is drilled towards the gap and right. It's down for a hit. Ponte there to cut it off. Keeps Penny to a leadoff single. A screamer off his bat, 105 on the velo, brings up Briseño. Briseño 0-for-2. Blue Jays lead 3-0, top of the sixth. Big left-handed batter, and Briseño waits on the first pitch from Batista. It's hammered, foul, look out in the Blue Jays dugout. Oh, my goodness. Looks like everybody's all right in there. That'll scare the daylights out of somebody. Lined right over that little screen in front of the front row. 0-1 to Briseño. Bouncing ball down to first, and it bounces off Duran's mitt, but it's a foul ball. And if that wasn't foul, that was going to go for extra bases. Got all the way into the short corner. Down the first base line. It's 0-2 on Briseño. With Penny taking his lead off first. Duran holding him on. 0-2 toss. Bouncing ball down to first, fair this time. Duran gloves it, fires to second. And it brought the shortstop Paulino off the bag. Everybody's safe. That was hit right at Duran. He just kind of yanked the throw. So Penny into second safely. Briseño reaches on the fielder's choice. That'll probably be a throwing error as well on Duran. Brings up Garrett Pennington. So he's got a chance to endear himself to his new teammates here. Playing his first professional game today. Comes up with runners on first and second. No outs, top of the sixth. Lakeland trailing the DJs 3-0. First pitch. Line drive into the gap in right center. This is deep. Mitchell's back, and that ball is gone. What a way to introduce yourself, Garrett Pennington. He hit 18 home runs this spring at NC State, and his first as a pro ties this game at 3. Three-run shot in the top of the sixth. Knots the ball game up.
Right fielder, number 21, Jose De La Cruz.
Up into the WestJet flight deck. Here's Jose De La Cruz. First pitch misses up. It's 1-0. That got out in a hurry. 1-0. De La Cruz slaps it the opposite way, fading away from Aponte. He can't get it. It's all the way to the wall. Deadens off the fence, and that allows De La Cruz to get into second with ease. Back-to-back extra base hits allowed by Gilberto Batista. And Jose De La Cruz is 3-for-3. And that'll bring out Corey Reardon, Blue Jays pitching coach, to try and settle down his righty. All Blue Jays infield will gather here. Brand new ball game in the top of the sixth. 3-3 after the three-run homer from Garrett Pennington. His first pro hit is a homer. So here's Zach McDonald into the box 0-for-2 in his pro debut. Meeting is over. All the powder blue jerseys back to their stations. First pitch to McDonald on the way. A slider called strike, and it's 0-1. Bright lights shining down on a still somewhat wet TD ballpark surface. 0-1. Swing and a miss on a slider down and outside. Tibbetts knocks it down. Keeps De La Cruz at second base. Quickly 0-2 on McDonald. As some fans chow down on some Cracker Jack, Batista prepares for the 0-2. It's a called strike 3. Slider on the back door sets down McDonald. It's a big out number 1 in the top of the 6th for Batista.
Catcher number 43, Eduardo Valencia.
So here's Eduardo Valencia. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout, a flyout to right. Righty on righty. And the first pitch from Gilberto. Bouncing ball to the shortstop, Paulino. He gobbles it up. Throw to first is in time. Back-to-back outs from Batista after the first four batters reached in this sixth. Here's Woody Hayden. Hayden 0-for-2. Batting from the left side again. I think I just heard a youngster point at the scoreboard and say, "Hey, look, Woody." First pitch. Misses up. 1-0. I'm sure there are plenty of young fans who will look up at the video board throughout Hayden's pro career and think the same thing. I thought Woody was only in Toy Story. 1-0. Hayden takes up and away. Two balls, no strikes. It's not every day you see a guy named Woody. Batista ready for the 2-0. Here it is. It's a called strike. Slider on the inside edge makes it 2-1. Haydeen with long navy blue socks to go with his navy blue alternate top. The 2-1. He thought about a change up off the outside corner, but held up. Runs the count to 3-1. Batista at 47 pitches. There is action in the Blue Jays bullpen. Doesn't look like there's anybody ready quite yet. 3-1 toss. Haydeen loops it foul on the first base line. Runs it full, 3-2. Temperature has dropped down to 81 degrees. That feels like a cool, cool oasis in August in Florida. Payoff pitch. Check swing from Haydeen. It's a called strike three. Change up on the outer half of the zone sets him down, and that ends the inning. But not before. Garrett Pennington picks up his first hit as a pro. It's a three-run homer to tie the game at three. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Brand new ball game on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Lakeland ties this ball game at three with a Garrett Pennington three-run homer in the top of the sixth. So we go to the bottom half, and the Blue Jays offense has a little bit of work to do. It'll be Beltre Toman Tibbetts here, 6-7-8 against Luke Stoffel, who's out for his second inning of work. Beltre 1-for-2 with a double and a run. First pitch, a slider called strike at the bottom of the zone. That's 0-1. That double for Manny extends his hit streak to six games after he was pretty cold for a prolonged stretch. 0-1. He takes outside. One ball, one strike. One thing that Manny has said has helped him is he said he's simply just tried to stop hitting home runs. 1-1. Jam shot hopper down to first. Briseño backhands, flips to Stoffel, foot race to the bag, and Stoffel wins it. Got Beltre by a half step for out number one. Brings up Tucker Toman. Toman's reached twice tonight. Walk and a run scored in the third. RBI single in the fourth. Blue Jays scored in the third, one run, then twice in the fourth. First pitch to Tuck, swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Toman batting from the left side here. After batting from the right side the first two times. Here's the 0-1. A slider nibbles on the outside edge, called strike two. Quickly 0-2. We're all tied up at three, bottom of the sixth. Game four of a seven-game set. The The 0-2 toss. Toman rips and misses on a high fastball. And it's 5 up, 5 down for Luke Stoffel out of the bullpen.
Now batting catcher Brock Tibbetts.
Brings up Brock Tibbetts. Tibbetts has been productive tonight. Double in the third. Sec fly in the fourth. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch is fouled off. First base side. It's 0-1. Hardy Friday night crowd has stuck around for this one. And time is called as Blue Jays first base coach Peter Stabricki needs to put a helmet on. Looks like he might have initially forgot. But home plate umpire Caden Gustafson caught it. And that's a rule, a hard rule in place. Coaches have to have helmets. 0-1. Slow bouncer. Left side of the infield. The shortstop, Haydeen Cantfield. Got through his bare hand, and it's an infield single for Brock Tibbetts. Keeps the inning alive for Joan Helaponte.
Frank Miller, number 45, Joan Helaponte.
Ponte reached on a single his last time in the fourth, also reached on an error in the third. Three's on the scoreboard, bottom six. First pitch. Breaking ball just off the outside corner for a ball. The call is challenged by Valencia, and the call is overturned. So Lakeland uses its first challenge tonight, and it's successful. So here's the 1-0, rather 0-1, down and outside. And that's ball one. One ball, one strike. Ponte rocks the bat back and forth over his back shoulder. The 1-1. He takes a breaking ball for a called strike at the bottom of the zone. That was the curve from Stoffel. Makes it 1-2.
The called strike has been overturned.
Call is challenged by Ponte and 1. All right. So the count is 2-1. Blue Jays win their first challenge. 2-1. Ponte slaps it out of play. First base side. And now that's strike two. It seems as if Aponte's made a stance adjustment here lately. He's brought his bat up above his shoulder. Earlier in the season, he would start with his bat closer to his shoulder, if not on it. 2-2. He swings and fouls it off the catcher, Valencia. Still 2-2. Looks like there's a Blue Jays fan in a Team Australia hat enjoying the ball game. Some interesting gear in the seats tonight. The 2-2. Ponte watches a slider miss downstairs, runs it full 3-2. I'm not sure if it was last night or the night before, but there is a fan in a Montreal Expos shirt after we saw an Expos jersey earlier in the week. There's been a Mets fan roaming around all week. Payoff pitch. Ponte lines it through the right side for a base hit. Just got by Tibbetts. He moves from first to third. The throw to third is offline. Ponte moves up to second base. Heads up base running from Ponte, and the Blue Jays have something cooking with two outs. Here's Nick Mitchell. Blue Jays with an opportunity to regain the lead. They led this game 3-0 before Lakeland got three runs in the top of the sixth to tie it up. Mitchell has reached twice, once on a hit by pitch, once on a single. First pitch, fouled off. It's 0-1. Mm-hmm. Mitchell with 8 runs driven in. And his time here with the DJs. This is his 16th game. The 0-1. Breaking ball looped into shallow center. McDonald races in. He can't get it. Tibbett scores from third. Here comes Aponte. He scores two. It's a 2-RBI single for Nick Mitchell. Blue Jays rip the lead right back. 5-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Mitchell hit that ball just soft enough. Any harder, that's probably caught and the inning's over. Brings out the pitching coach, Nick Green. As J.R. Freethy comes to the plate, he's going to pinch hit for Edinson Paulino. So his night is done. Again, he's on rehab, so trying to get built back up after an injury. This is the same process that we've seen pretty much with every position player rehabber that we've had this season.
Pinch hit for Edinson Paulino, number 14, J.R. Freethy.
This will probably be a straight switch with Freethy playing shortstop. We'll find out next half inning. Switch hitter batting from the left side. First pitch from Stoffel after the mound visit. It is a called strike. Fastball on the outside. Black makes it 0-1. Blue Jays with a two-out rally here. Three straight two-out knocks. 0-1. Freethy takes a called strike two. Fastball at 94 at the bottom of the zone. That's 0-2. Freethy, another 2024 draftee, hitting 220. His time with the Jays. The 0-2 toss from Stoffel instead of throw over to first. Freethy with two runs driven in. He's got an OPS at 678. Had a 14-game on-base streak snapped last night. So he had reached in every game, just like Micheletti. 0-2 is fouled off. Down near his ankle. We'll do it again. Five runs on nine hits. This Blue Jays offense that has sprung out of a one-day hibernation. The 0-2 is swung on and missed. That's strike three, and it ends the inning. But not before the Blue Jays string together three straight two-out knocks to regain the lead. Capped off by Nick Mitchell's 2-RBI single that scores Tibbetts and Aponte. Our new score, Blue Jays 5, Lakeland 3. Going to the seventh on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Little back and forth action these last few half innings. Blue Jays take the lead back with a two RBI single from Nick Mitchell. It's 5-3 DJs over Lakeland as we go to the top of the seventh. Gilberto Bautista is back out. He'll face 9-1-2 in Lakeland's lineup, starting with David Smith, who's 0-1 with a hit by pitch. First pitch to him. He takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Quick defensive note on the Jays. J.R. Freethy remains in to play short. 0-1 is swung on and fouled back. Quickly 0-2 on Smith. So Freethy pinch hitting for Edinson Paulino. Straight switch there. Bautista surrendered a three-run homer to Garrett Pennington. His 0-2 is swung on and missed strike three. Uno, dos, adios. David Smith set down on strikes to open the seventh.
Second baseman, number 14, Corey Joyce.
Brings up Corey Joyce. Joyce, 1-for-3 with a single in the third. First pitch, called strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. 5-3 DJs. In the seventh, Bautista rocks and fires, and Joyce bounces it sharply but foul on the third baseline. He's quickly behind 0-2. Lakeland 2.5 games back of first place Fort Myers. Clearwater and Fort Myers were suspended in the bottom of the second inning in Fort Myers tonight. They'll continue that game tomorrow and play a doubleheader. Here's the 0-2. Joyce lays off a slider down and outside. It was close, but it's 1-2. Bautista finding a good rhythm again. Kicks and delivers, and Joyce lays off a slider out in front of the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And one interesting note on Gilberto Bautista. Before the trade, he was pitching all with the FCL Red Sox. The FCL Red Sox only play one team. 2-2. Joyce rolls it foul again. Third base side will have a do-over. Because there's only one other complex team in Fort Myers, the FCL Red Sox play the FCL Twins over and over and over again. 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. He got him. Bautista pulls the string on Joyce with a changeup. Back-to-back strikeouts for him.
Third baseman, number 39, Jack Penny.
Brings up Jack Penny. That has got to be somewhat nauseating, right? Playing the same team over and over and over. That can't feel like real baseball. First pitch to Penny. Inside. It's 1-0. So I'm sure Bautista was real happy to get the promotion to single A after the trade. 1-0. Penny sends a chopper down to first. Duran is there. He puts it away himself, and the inning is over. Gilberto Bautista bounces back nicely with a 1-2-3 top of the seventh inning. Time to stretch at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays lead it 5-3.
It's time to get up for the seventh inning stretch. And now, stay steady, particularly out to the ball game.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out.
Now pitching for the Flying Tigers, left-hander number 27, Ethan Sloan.
We're all stretched out at TD Ballpark. The home team holds a 5-3 lead. DJ is over Lakeland here in the bottom of the seventh. Ethan Sloan is into the game for Lakeland. He fires the first pitch to Edward Duran and misses low and away. It's 1-0. Sloan can best be described as funky. He's got quite the delivery. 1-0. Misses low and in on a slider. Two balls, no strikes. Sloan has a very pronounced leg kick and then crossfires, throws straight across his body. 2-0. Duran takes a called strike on a changeup, spotted up on the inside edge. It's 2-1. Duran 0-3 tonight. Two groundouts and a lineout. 2-1 toss. Is called strike two. Another changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Numbers on Sloan. Only a few numbers to report. He's made one appearance, one inning, two earned runs. 2-2. Duran takes a changeup down and outside. Runs it full, 3-2. Sloan, a Colorado native, drafted in the eighth round at a Regis University in Denver. He sets on the far first base side. Kicks and fires the payoff. And Duran takes low. That's ball four. Blue Jays have the leadoff man aboard for Sean Keyes in the bottom of the seventh. Trying to tack on to a 5-3 lead.
Designated hitter, number 8, Sean Keyes.
Keyes singled in the second, walked and scored in the fourth, grounded out his last time in the fifth. Lefty on lefty matchup in the first pitch. A slider dives into the zone for a called strike. It's 0-1. That slider probably moves like a frisbee, especially to a left-handed batter. Tough lefty-on-lefty matchup. 0-1, check swing from Keyes. Did he go? Yes, he did, according to Gustavo Garza, the field umpire. So it's 0-2. Talking with Sean earlier this week, he said that he's going to have some family in town this weekend. His parents were coming in. And if they're already in, boy, they've been treated to some nice Florida weather, haven't they? 0-2. A slider down and outside. One ball, two strikes. On Wednesday it rained. On Thursday it rained. And today it rained some more. 3-hour rain delay, and here we are past 9:45. 1-2, down and outside. Two balls, two strikes. He's a native of Long Island, New York. Played his college ball at Bucknell. 2-2. He thought about a slider down and outside, but that time he held up. It's full, 3-2. Blue Jays 5, Lakeland 3, bottom 7. Payoff pitch from Sloan. On the way. Keyes rips and misses through a changeup. That's strike 3. One down for Micheletti.
Left fielder number 40, Eddie Micheletti.
And Micheletti has been called for a pitch timer violation. He wasn't alert to the pitcher with 8 seconds left on the timer, according to Gustafson, the home plate umpire. So the first pitch misses outside, and that makes the count one ball and one strike. Micheletti 0-3. Struck out in the second. Flied out to left in the fourth. Grounded out in the fifth. The pitch. A slider can't catch the outside corner. It's ball two. 2-1. Talking to Eddie about his early success as a pro a few weeks back, he said it came down to something simple. 2-1. He takes down and outside. 3-1. Micheletti said, "It's really the guys around me. They've all let me be myself. And Eddie being himself is just this gregarious, outgoing, bubbly personality. 3-1. Misses low. That's ball four. Took a changeup that was close but low. Second walk of the inning issued by Sloan. Two on with one out for Manny Beltre. Here comes the pitching coach, Nick Green. Sloan trying to keep the score right where it is. 5-3 Jays, bottom seven. But continuing on Micheletti, he said, you know, I come from a big Italian family. I'm loud. I like to talk with other people, get to know new people. And so needless to say, he's fit right in. And a Blue Jays group that's now a pretty good combination of guys who have been here for a lot of the season and some new faces. Manny Beltre, one of the guys who's been here all year long, comes up with runners on first and second, one out, first pitch. The righty takes a changeup low. It's 1-0. Beltre 1-for-3 tonight. Doubled and scored. And a two-run fourth. The 1-0. Beltre takes a slider in on the hands. Two balls, no strikes. Lakeland's infield playing Beltre to pull. Haydeen, the shortstop, deep in the hole. Second baseman Joyce near the bag. The 2-0. Beltre hammers it, just foul. Third base line, foul by about a foot. Two balls, one strike. Despite the late night baseball, the fans have stuck around. Why not? What better place to be on a Friday night? It's been a good one. Blue Jays on top, 5-3. 2-1 toss. Beltre swings and misses on a fading changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Manny with 46 RBIs. Team's active leader just ahead of Arjun Namala. He's got 44, and he's got tonight off. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch from Sloan is screamed foul. Into the screen on the third base side. Manny well out in front of a changeup. It remains 2-2. Beltre stretches out a little bit. Digs into the box. He's got a straightaway stance. Sloan, the lefty with rec specs, has the sign. The set, the pitch. Sails high. Slider missed. Runs it full. 3-2. Blue Jays have lost three straight to open the week. There are just 10 games left in the season. Blue Jays 6.5 back of a playoff spot. Trying for one final push. Payoff pitch. Beltre ropes it towards the corner and left. It's hooking foul. Got out in front of a changeup. Man, Beltre's been right on about a handful of pitches. And this battle with Sloan. We'll have another 3-2. The longer these at-bats go, the more they favor the hitter. Sloan reads the sign from Valencia. He sets up on the outside edge. Here comes the next payoff. It's outside, ball four. Manny Beltre earns a walk. Bases loaded up with just one out for Tucker Thoman.
Third baseman, number 9, Tucker Thoman.
So Duran moves to third base. Micheletti up to second. Beltre aboard. And Thoman digs in 1-for-2. He's got an RBI single on his line. That was in the fourth. Batting from the right side, first pitch. He takes a called strike. Right on the outside black. 0-1. Toman struck out his last time. That was in the sixth. From the left side. 0-1. Misses inside. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays trying to bust this game open. Leading 5-3. Bottom seven. And Toman calls time. Little matchup of two guys wearing rec specs here. Toman and Sloan. That's a look that Toman added halfway through the season. He said he had a prescription that he wasn't using originally, but now he's using it. A little bit more used to it. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Off the catcher, Valencia. It's 1-2. Sloan looking for a bounce back. His only out in the seventh came on a strikeout against Sean Keyes. He unfurls the 1-2 toss. And Toman takes a hair downstairs. That was a good pitch on a changeup. But it's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Toman looking to give this Friday night crowd something to cheer about. Bounces the bat up and down over his back shoulder. The pitch is swung on and missed. That's strike three. Sloan bounces back with a punch out. It's up to Brock Tibbetts with the bases full of birds. But he won't face Sloan. It'll be a new hurler coming on for the Flying Tigers when we come back. As the manager, Andrew Graham, strides out to the mound and takes the baseball from his southpaw. We'll have the details on the new arm after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. New pitcher for Lakeland is Carlos Lecarica. Lecarica, the right-hander with a 4.88 ERA in 27 and two-thirds innings. Out of Lakeland's bullpen, he comes on in a big spot in this ball game. Edward Duran on third, Eddie Micheletti on second, Manny Beltre on first, all reached on walks. Bases loaded for Brock Tibbetts. Tibbetts with two hits and a sac fly tonight, 2-for-2 with a double and a single. Righty on righty. Here comes the first offer. Tibbetts takes a called strike on a fastball at 90. 0-1. Five, three Blue Jays. Bottom of the seventh. They lead by virtue of a two RBI single from Nick Mitchell in the sixth. Hunting for more. 0-1. Misses downstairs. Valencia gets the chest protector on it. Looks Duran back to third. Duran keeps on dancing off third base. Has really caught the eye of Valencia. Third baseman Jack Penny not really close to the base. A handful of feet off the line. Well behind the bag. Now the 1-1. Tibbetts pops it up into shallow center. Joyce out, backpedals under it, calls for it, and makes the catch. And that ends the inning. Blue Jays load the bases, but they do not score. Their lead remains 2-5-3 as we head to the eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Cruising along to the top of the eighth inning at TD Ballpark. It's the Blue Jays 5 and Lakeland 3. Gilberto Bautista is back out for his fifth inning of relief work. He was the scheduled starter for game 2 of this doubleheader. However, this just turned into one 9-inning game instead of a doubleheader. So the Blue Jays brought him out of the bullpen in a piggyback roll. And he's done pretty well. The only damage on his line, a three-run homer from Garrett Pennington back in the sixth. He's due up second here in this eighth. First pitch to Josue Briseño is swung on and missed. Fastball makes it 0-1. Briseño 0-3. Reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth. 0-1. Check swing ground ball down to first. Right at Duran. He'll take a jog to the base. More than enough time to get Briseño. One down.
Designated hitter, number 15, Garrett Pennington.
So that brings up Pennington, whose first pro hit was a big one. Three-run homer out to right center. Strong opposite field power. First pitch, misses down and outside, ball one. For a guy who wasn't drafted, man, could be a steal. 1-0. Bouncing ball down to third, diving stop from Tolman. Gets up, throws to first, it is late. Took just a few too many bounces across the infield. An excellent diving stop from Tolman. Cat-like reflexes to keep that ball in the infield. So here's Jose De La Cruz. That snaps a stretch of seven straight retired by Bautista. And that started after he struck out Zach McDonald after he allowed a double to Jose De La Cruz. Not sure what's going on now. Some discussion between Jose Mayorga and Caden Gustafson. It looked like there was some kind of confusion. As Bautista wanted to switch out baseballs. Anyways, we play on. Tying run at the plate, and De La Cruz, who's 3-for-3, first pitch, is popped up. First base side, foul ground. Duran ranges to his left and makes the catch. Up against the barrier, De La Cruz set down on one pitch.
Center fielder, number 34, Zach McDonald.
Two down in the eighth for McDonald. Who's 0 for 3. Blue Jays 5, Lakeland 3, top of the eighth. Right-hander on right-hander, first pitch. Splits the plate, called strike. On a heater. It's 0-1. Batista with long blue socks up to his knees. 0-1. Jam shot, foul ball. Into the screen on the first base side. Caught by somebody down in the Blue Jays dugout. Braden Berry all over it. Quickly 0-2. Batista a strike away from finishing five full innings for just the third time as a professional. His 0-2. Misses high. One ball, two strikes. Batista has been real sharp outside of that homer. He rocks and deals and drops a slider in there. Called strike three. Gilberto Batista goes five full frames, strikes out five, and is in position for the win. It's the Blue Jays 5, Lakeland 3, through 7.5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, right
fielder, Joe Angel Aponte. Blue Jays lead by two, going to the bottom of the eighth, looking for insurance. It's 5-3 DJs over Lakeland. It'll be Aponte, Mitchell, and Freethy here against Carlos Lecarica. First pitch is swung on and missed by Aponte. It's 0-1. Aponte with two hits tonight, both singles. His last one came in the sixth. 0-1 is roped foul off the tarp down the third base line. Tell you what, if the staff here at TD Ballpark were paid by the tarp pole, we'd all be millionaires. 0-2 is smashed down to the third base side, past the dive of Penny into left. Aponte around first base, takes a big round and stops. It's a leadoff single. Three-hit night for Joan Helaponte.
Center fielder, number 23, Nick Mitchell.
So here's Nick Mitchell. He's got two hits, including the go-ahead knock, two RBI single in the sixth. That has the Blue Jays ahead 5-3. In the bottom of the eighth. Time called as Caden Gustafson pulls the baseballs out of his pockets and examines them. Looks like he's waiting on a new delivery of baseballs. So I guess we'll get that here in a minute after the first pitch to Mitchell. He takes a changeup low, 1-0. Blue Jays with 5 runs on 10 hits, 1 error. A far cry from last night's 4-0 loss. Their first shutout in over a month. 1-0 to Nick. Swing and a foul tip into Valencia's mitt. 1-1, 1-1. So Mitchell has reached each of his last 3 times. He's now got a 13-game on-base streak. And he's played 15 games as a pro. Ponte being held at first by Briseño. And field playing to pull for Mitchell. The pitch is hit well into right on a line. De La Cruz back. He jumps and it's off the wall. Aponte flying towards third. He gets the stop sign there. And Nick Mitchell holds up at second with a double. Frozen rope off Mitchell's bat. 105 on the exit velo. Blue Jays have 2 men in scoring position for Freethy. Flying Tigers will bring the infield in. For the switch hitter, Freethy. No bat from the left side against the righty, Lake Arica. Freethy 0 for 1. He struck out swinging his first time in the 6th. First pitch. He takes a called strike. Fastball on the outside edge makes it 0-1. Blue Jays 3-for-9 tonight with runners in scoring position. In the first 3 games of the series combined, they had 3 hits with runners in scoring position. 0-1 is low. 1-1. So a big improvement there tonight for the Jays. It's been some good, timely hitting. Looking for more right here. The 1-1. Freethy reaches out, taps it back to the pitcher. Lake Arica throws to the plate, and Aponte's in a rundown. Chased back to third by Valencia. The throw to Penny. Penny chases him down and tags him out. Aponte got caught in no man's land, started moving on contact. He didn't need to, but he did. And he's out number one. So Mitchell safe at third. Ponte set down. And Freethy aboard on first base on the fielder's choice. Edward Duran into the box. It's a righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch. Down and inside, ball 1. 5-3, Blue Jays in the bottom of the 8th. Knocking on the door of a little bit more cushion. 1-0 toss. Fly ball into right center and deep. McDonald ranging back on the track. Makes the catch. This will score a run, though. Mitchell tags up from third base and scores with ease. Sack fly for Edward Duran. Blue Jays lead grows to 6-3 in the 8th. Brings up Sean Keyes. Keyes 1-for-3 tonight with a walk. First pitch. The lefty takes outside. It's 1-0. So looking ahead to the top of the 9th, it'll be the last chance for the Flying Tigers tonight. Valencia, Hayden, and Smith. 7-8-9. Throw over to first is late. Big hole on the left side for Keyes. Shortstop Hayden playing up the middle. The 1-0. Swing and a foul tip. 1-1. Looks like there's somebody up in the Blue Jays bullpen, as Batista might be done for the evening. The set, the 1-1 from Lake Arica. Is cut on and missed. Changeup got Keyes. 1-2. The set and the pitch. Keys bounces it foul at the plate. One ball, two strikes. It remains. The crowd has thinned out a little bit, as you might expect. Might be past some kids' bedtime. So we're at 10:15 Eastern time. This game started at 8:04. Lakeland's dugout shouting at Lake Eureka, step off, step off, as pitch clock was winding down. He sets on the first base side of the rubber and throws. Freethy goes. Pitch misses out. Throw down. They do not get him. Freethy didn't slide. Not entirely sure why, but he got in there anyways and stayed on the bag. That might have been the more impressive part. So another runner in scoring position for the Jays. Count is 2-2 on Keys with two outs in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Down and outside. Runs it full. 3-2. Keys taps both sides of the plate. Brings the bat to his shoulder. Lake Eureka sets below the belt. The payoff pitch to Keys. Is bounced slowly. First base side on the grass, rolling towards foul territory. Lake Eureka picks it up and throws to first just in time. That ball was ticketed for foul territory, but Lake Eureka rolls the dice and it pays off to end the inning. Blue Jays do get a run on a sack fly from Duran. Their lead is now 6-3, going to the ninth. Last chance for Lakeland next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays add another run to their lead. It's 6-3 as we go to the top of the ninth at TD Ballpark. Jay Schuler is on to try and slam the door. Right-hander will face Eduardo Valencia, Woody Hayden, and David Smith, 7-8-9 in Lakeland's lineup. Starts with Eduardo Valencia, who's 0-3. With a strikeout, flyout, and ground out. Schuler with an ERA of 6 in 6 innings. And his short time as a pro, signed by Jays as an undrafted free agent. Schuler from the stretch, first pitch to Valencia. Fastball misses outside, ball one. So in those 6 innings, Schuler with 4 earned runs. He's walked 7 while striking out 3, so the command has been an issue for him. He throws, and Valencia takes a called strike. 1-1. So if it's Schuler to completely finish this game, the Blue Jays pitching is in good shape for tomorrow. If for a doubleheader. The 1-1 outside. Two balls, one strike. Macko went three. Gilberto Batista in line for the win. He went five innings, allowed two earned runs, struck out five. Schuler with a breath. The pitch. Down and outside. 3-1. Schuler reads the sign from Tibbetts. Sets the chest. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip. In and out of Tibbetts' mitt. Runs it full. 3-2. The first batter of save situations always so key. And of course, from the baseball side of it, you don't want to start your inning with a runner on base, but also from the mental side, gets the ball rolling towards that save. So it's full on Valencia. Schuler has the sign, kicks and delivers, and Valencia flies it high in the air to right. It's hanging up for a punt. The right fielder is camped and makes the two-handed catch. Schuler comes back to get Valencia for out number one.
Shortstop, number 19, Woody Hayden.
6-3, Blue Jays, top of the ninth. Here's Woody Hayden. Hayden, 0-3, lined out to center in the third. Grounded out in front of home plate in the fifth. And struck out in the sixth. First pitch, he takes high, ball one. Hayden just added to the roster today from draft camp. Joining the Flying Tigers right at the home stretch. The 1-0 is down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Tigers told Hayden probably something like, hey, all right, you ready? Go join the playoff race. 2-0. There's a strike. Fastball on the inside edge. It's 2-1. Schuler has the sign from Tibbetts. The 2-1 has a bouncing ball to the second baseman, Beltre. Ranges over, gloves it, throws to first in time. Two up, two down for Schuler, and it comes down to David Smith. Some youngsters still chant his name. So it seems as if David Smith has picked up some fans from the Dunedin Little League here tonight. The fella's sitting right behind home plate over his back shoulder. First pitch to Smith is roped towards the corner and right, hooking towards the pole. It is gone. A home run. And the David Smith fan club goes crazy. Second homer of the year for Smith. Cuts the Blue Jays' lead down to two. It's 6-4 in the ninth.
Second baseman, number 14, Corey Joyce.
So all four of Lakeland's runs coming from homers tonight. Three-run shot in the sixth from Pennington, as well as that solo shot from Smith. First pitch to Corey Joyce. A curveball tumbles in for a called strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Joyce 1-for-4. Singled back in the third. Schuler throws. And a curveball turns in. Called strike at the top of the zone. Lakeland down to its final strike. Blue Jays knocking on the door. Their first win this week. Schuler readies. And fires. Ground ball down to third. Toman scoops it up. The throw to first. Money. Ball game over. Blue Jays get back in the win column at home. It had been almost 3 weeks since their last win here at TD Ballpark. They get the job done tonight by a final score of 6-4. Their first win of the series. The series now stands at 3-1. the Blue Jays win out the rest of the week, who knows? They could take a series win. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays. They score 6 runs on 11 hits, commit 1 error, and leave. Let's see how many runners on base, waiting for the box score to load up as the Blue Jays slap hands. I'll give you the Lakeland totals. 4 runs on 8 hits and 1 error for the Flying Tigers. Now for that box score, Blue Jays leave 10, while Lakeland leaves 6 on base. The winning pitcher for the Jays is Gilberto Bautista, who was excellent in 5 innings. He did give up a 3-run homer, but outside of that one mistake, he was really strong. 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 were earned, no walks, and 5 strikeouts for Bautista, who picks up his 2nd win in a row. He improves to 2-0. The losing pitcher is Luke Stoffel. Stoffel pitched in the 6th. He allowed the go-ahead 2-RBI single to Nick Mitchell, and as a result, he falls to 1-4. The save goes to Jay Schuler. Schuler allowed a solo homer to David Smith in the 9th, but he bounces back to end the ball game, and he earns his first save as a pro. This ball game is played in 2 hours and 19 minutes in front of a paying crowd of 608 at TD Ballpark. We'll step aside for a break, come back with the final totals, or excuse me, we already got you those. How about a final look at the out-of-town scoreboard tonight? That has certainly been disrupted by rain. We'll step aside for a break. Come back after this. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays back in the win column tonight. 6-4, the final score. It's a Jays winner over the Flying Tigers. Their first win here this week. With the victory, the Blue Jays improved to 29-27. In the second half of the season, and 63-59 overall. Lakeland, on the other side of things, drops to 32-24 in the second half. They're now 3 games back of the first place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, and they're 74-47 on the season. So let's look elsewhere around the league tonight. It was another interesting one with a lot of rain here on the Gulf Coast of Florida. We'll start with some final scores. St. Lucie 2, Jupiter 1 over in St. Lucie. Palm Beach defeats Daytona 4-1 on that ball game in Palm Beach. Bradenton and Tampa, just one game for them tonight. Their doubleheader is tomorrow, and Tampa won tonight 9-6 at Lee Comm Park. Fort Myers and Clearwater started a doubleheader And they got to the bottom of the second inning, and then the game was suspended. They'll pick it up tomorrow to play a doubleheader, and it's unclear what they're going to do the rest of the week. So I guess they were going to play a doubleheader tonight, so they might have to play back-to-back doubleheaders to get the games in. Not entirely sure if that's completely allowed in the rule book, but I guess we'll find out tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, tonight's game two between the Flying Tigers and the Blue Jays will take place tomorrow. It's going to be a twin bill. We're going to try it for a fourth time. And I guess we'll have to see if we can actually get it in tomorrow. Doubleheader starts at 5 p.m. Gates open at 4:30 p.m. Two seven-inning ball games. And the Flying Tigers will be the home team for game two. So that's the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard and the details on tomorrow's doubleheader. Now Toronto's out-of-town scoreboard around the system. They're already started up in Hillsboro for Vancouver, High A Vancouver. That's how you know it's been a late night when Vancouver